जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारी जमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चारी जमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajacharya Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajacharya Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Anand Koti Vaishnavrind Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौर भक्त ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हो। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतलय स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदंतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पद कमलं श्री गुरुन वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सुजीवं साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादानु सहगना श्री ललिता श्री विशाखावतम ए कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुदे प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय वांछकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधु देव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमामि विष्णु पदारे कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमति भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यादिस्थाने। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशि गौर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा। Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study and I'm still at the ABC after 45 years. So I'm not on the level of the postgraduate study, but I will try my best. I'm still trying to learn Bhagavad Gita. So I will try. Today is the Madhya Lila chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatan Goswami. And today we have from text 126 to 130. So let's read. This text are about the Sambandha Gyan. From 126 to 130 is the Sambandha Gyan. And we'll talk about the Sambandha Gyan today for a whole this class. So, I will just read 126, 127, 128, 129 and 130 as a, of course, 127 also as a purport, but we can chant together 130 and then we'll read the translation purport. So I will just read or we can chant together Text number 126. Krishna Madhurya Sevananda Praptire Karana. Krishna Seva Kareyara Krishna Ras Aswadana. Translation. One attains the transcendental bliss of an intimate relationship with Krishna. He renders service to him and tastes the mellows of Krishna consciousness. This is a prayojana. Text 127. Ihate drishtante ache daridrena kare sarvagyasi dukha dekhi puchaya kare. The following translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. The following example may be given. Once a learned astrologer came to the house of a poor man and seeing his distressed condition, questioned him. Purport. Sometimes we go to an astrologer or palmist when we are in a distressed condition or we want to know the future. The living and in condition life is always distressed by the threefold miseries of material existence. Under the circumstances, he is questioning, inquisitive about his position. For instance, Sanatana Goswami approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to ask him why he was in a distressed condition. Kyami. Chapate Tapya, right? Who am I? I don't know. Rama Vivare Pandit Kahe Lok. Everybody says I'm a Pandit. But I don't know who I am even. I'm distressed and all these three miseries are giving me a hard time. This is the position of all conditioned souls. We are always in a distressed condition. An intelligent man naturally becomes inquisitive. This position is called Brahma Jigyasa, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Vedanta Sutra 111. Brahma here refers to the Vedic literature. One should consult Vedic literature to know why the conditioned soul is always in a distressed condition. Vedic literatures are meant to free the conditioned soul from the miserable condition of material existence. In this chapter, the story of astrologer Sarvajna and the poor man is very instructive. Let's read. Text 128. Tumi kene dukhi tomare ache pitradana tomare na kahile anyatra chadila jivana. The astrologer asked, why are you unhappy? Your father was a very wealthy, but he did not disclose his wealth to you because he died elsewhere. Text 129. Sarvagyera vakya kare dhanera udesha aiche veda purna purana jiva krishna upadesha. Translation. Just as the words of the astrologer Sarvajna gave news of the poor man's treasure, Vedic literatures advise one about Krishna consciousness when one is inquisitive to know why he is in the distressed material condition. And now text number 130, this is today's last text. Sarvagere vakya mule dhana anubandha. Sarvashastra upadesha Sri Krishna sambandha. Sarvagere vakya mule dhana anubandha. Sarva Sastra Upadesha Sri Krishna Sambandha. Sarva Gere Vakya Mula Dhana Anubandha. Sarva Sastra Upadesha Sri Krishna Sambandha. Response.
Sarvagya vakya mula dhana anubandha.
Vaishnavis. Sarvagir of the astrologer. Vakya by the assurance. Muldana with the treasure. Anubandha connection. Sarvashastre all Vedic literatures. Ubdesha instruct. Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sambandha, the central connection. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. By the words of the astrologer, the poor man's connection with the treasure was established. Similarly, Vedic literature advises us that our real connection is with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.26, Sri Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartmanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kasya. O Arjun, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. Thus Krishna knows the cause of the distressed condition of the conditioned soul. He therefore descends from his original position to instruct the conditioned soul and inform him about his forgetfulness of his relations with Krishna. Krishna exhibits himself in his relationship in Vrindavan and at the battle of Kurukshetra so that people will be attracted to him and will again return home back to Godhead. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that he is the proprietor of all universes, the enjoyer of everything that be, and the friend of everyone. Suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvam santimrichati. Bhagavad Gita 5.29. If we revive our original intimate relationship with Krishna, our distressed condition in the material world will be mitigated. Everyone is trying to adjust to the distressed conditions of the material existence, but the basic problems cannot be solved unless one is in intimate relationship with Krishna. So usually, Srila Prabhupada says that when people go to the astrologer, they want to get that material condition. If they are poor, then I'm going to become rich. Or when will be so and so, my family members will be come over the difficulties, right? Or whatever material conditions we are usually in, people go to astrologer. It's common. And we come to temple also, not everybody, most of them. We want from the Lord, we want. Not give. So here it is about poor, not by the, Lord Chaitanya is not talking about materially poor, he's talking about the poor soul who is in distressed condition because he is not in connection with Krishna. And the Lord Chaitanya's whole philosophy is the sambandha, abhideya and prayojana. That's what it is. All is Sikshastakam. If you look at the Sikshastakam, all eight prayers, first five prayers are sambandha. Last three prayers are the prayojana. But all the eight prayers are the, all the eights are abhideya. And Jiva Goswami also says that Most of the Srimad Bhagavatam is also about this Sambandha, Abhidaya and Prayojana. So we'll talk about that. So what is a Sambandha? Sambandha is a relationship. Who am I? Who is God? What is material nature? And relationship among these three is a Sambandha Gyan. And that is what Sanatana Goswami asked. Who am I? I don't know. Please guide me. Lord, please. People in the village think I am a great learned personality. But even though I don't know who am I. And I'm suffering in this material world, distress condition. So please tell me. And Lord Chaitanya is, of course, now he's going to talk about the Sambandha, Abhidaya and Prayojana. Further shlokas will be about Abhidaya and then there will be Prayojana. So now, Sambandha, if you know the Sambandha, relationship, jnana, if you have a Sambandha, jnana is very strong, is the powerful, we got it. Then Prayojan is acting on according to that relationship. And the Prayojan is to get the results out of that relationship. Srila Prabhupada used to give a sample example. Two businessmen, they want to start a business. So they both have a relationship. They want to start a business. So the sambandha is where we will get a goods, who will be our supplier, who will be our customers, right? So proper vision, sambandha. Particularly in the business world, you have to have a proper vision. Where am I going to aim after 5 years, 10 years? Where will I go? Where will move further up in the business? See? This is Sambandha Gyan. And then Srila Prabhupada gave an example. Okay, so what we do? After this Sambandha, we know, business people know, who is the supplier, who is my customer, what is the vision? They establish the vision. Vision has to be very clear. Then they go, they do the business, that is Abhidaya, and then Prayojan is they get profit. This is Prayojan. So vision has to be very clear. There was a nice example about the Starbucks. You know the Starbucks coffee place, right? Devotees don't drink coffee, but they know Starbucks. Some devotees also like to have something from Starbucks. It's a multi-million dollar business, right? Now in India, you can chai wala, you can see in the train, chai wala, garam garam chai, right? And they have difficulty to even maintain, but here the coffee business, they make millions of dollars, billions of dollars. Why? Because they have the proper vision. Their vision is very clear. They say, what is their vision? Their vision is that we are not in a coffee business serving people. We are not in a coffee business to serving people, but we are in a people's business to serve coffee. Very clear. Right? People's business. The people business, they come and they sit down and they have the business, the relation, talk, and they have the coffee. And they provide all kind of different coffees. right? All different coffee, different types. There are so many types of coffees, right? Huh? And how much they charge? $10-15, right? I don't know. Around that, I'm sure. So there's a multi-billion-dollar business. And here the chai wala, garang around chai wala, he just go around in the compartment from one end to another end, and he can't even make some money to maintain himself. Why? Because of the clear vision. So similarly, and because of that they make the billions of dollars. So similarly, if the Sambandhigana is very important, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if the Sambandhigana is not there properly, the understanding, living is doesn't have, they stay as a Kanishtha Adhikari. And what is a Kanishtha Adhikari? He can serve the deities, right? But he does not develop the relationship with devotees. And same thing apply in the chanting. The relationship with devotees is important. So what is the essence of the Sambandha Jnana? Essence of the Sambandha Jnana is to that only one relationship living entity has, that is with Krishna. No other relationship. Now we'll talk about relationship with devotees also further. And why? Because that relationship is perfect. Relationship with Krishna is perfect. It's eternal and is loving relationship. And it is completely satisfying the heart also, it says. Any other relationships in material world is temporary, imperfect, and ultimately it brings a source of happiness. Is it? Source of misery. In due course of time. So, unfortunately, living entity tries to establish the relationship in the material world with many, many other living entities. But where they wind up in that relationship? Temporary, imperfect, and ultimately brings happiness, misery. This is the situation in the material world. And so Sambandha Jnana is to realize that the jnana, they have that knowledge, relation, that realize that. And that's what in the sloka, in the sloka 130 is saying, Lord Chaitanya is saying to Sanatana Goswami, see Krishna. The Sarva Sastra Upadesha Sri Krishna Sambandha, relationship with Krishna. Krishna. And this is nicely described by in the 11th canto. 11th canto, 8th chapter, text 31. It is by the Pingala prostitute. Pingala prostitute, that was her business, she was a prostitute, so she would attract the customers and she would make money out of it. And one night she has whole makeup made up and she's sitting on the doorsteps and she's waiting for people going by, passing by. And seeing the people, she is thinking that, oh, he will be his age, he will come. Right? Nobody comes. And she is keep moving in the house back and forth. Ultimately, she couldn't get anybody. So she realized Krishna within her heart, gave her intelligence. And she says, text 31, Santam samipe ramanam rati pradam, vitta pradam, nityam imam vihaya, akamadam dukha bhayad, bhayadi shoka, moha pradam tucham aham bhajetya. This is Pingala prostitute is saying that. She said, I am such a fool that I have given up this service to that person who being eternally situated within my heart and is actually most dear to me. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe. Vitta pradam, nityam, always. Who is the bestower of real love and happiness and the source of prosperity. Although he is in my heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant man who can never satisfy my real desire and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation and illusion. This is what prostitute is saying, Pingala. So in the, of course she was, you know, she, that was her business, she was making money out of it. But she realized that, and this is the situation of the living entities in the material world. See? Because she was thinking, now everybody wants to have a relationship, you see. On the gross level, she had a relationship. On a subtle level, a relationship in a form of the we want the name, fame, profit, address, and location. These are all sense gratification. Right? But ultimately, everybody is looking for love. She wanted that loving relationship. She was thinking that my customers will give me loving relationship. What is a George Harrison song? I'm looking. What is it? All I need is love. Right? Huh? Whatever, Beatles, I mean, no, whatever. I don't know. I'm just quoting. Thank you. Thank you. Sridharma is right, the Sridharma is here with us. He can correct us. So, the relationship, ultimately everybody is looking for love. And she was thinking that she can get love from this customer. She could not. See? So she is making very clear that in material world you can't find love. Love can only find with Krishna. Pitta pradam, prosperity of giver, rati pradam, actual love or pleasure giver. Actual love giver is within my heart. So Pingala was looking for love outside, but lover person who is supposed to be loved is within our heart, and we don't look for that. Srila Prabhupada is quoting in the purport, Sridham sarva bhutanam gyatvam santim ruchati. Srila Prabhupada was quoting from 529, Sridham Sarva Bhutana. I am the friend of the all living entities. And that is the, he is real, he is our real, and that is the Sambandha Gyan. Who am I? I am the servant of the Lord. I am part and parcel of the Lord. I am a spirit soul. And Lord is Krishna, Sarva Karana Karanam, and I have that relationship. And material nature is also, material world is also, material nature is also, is energy, external energy, and to use that energy in the service of the Lord. So I have connection with the Lord, material nature also has a connection with the Lord, and Lord has a connection with me, Lord also connection with material nature through his energy. This is the Sambandha Gyan. And that's what Lord Chaitanya is saying in this to Sanatana Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, it's interesting in the 10th. How Srila Prabhupada was so genius. In the Krishna book, in the introduction of the Krishna book, this is what he writes. In the preface of Krishna book, he writes, the art of focusing one's attention on the Supreme and giving one's love to Him is called Krishna consciousness. He says. And then he says, if we concentrate our loving propensities upon Krishna only, then immediately universal love, unity and tranquility will be automatically realized. This is the solution of this material world. The fights are going on, right? Everywhere the wars are going on. It's like, when, what's going to happen? Right? You all know, everywhere the wars are going on. It's a very chaos situation in the material world. And here Srila Prabhupada is giving the solution. If we concentrate our loving propensities upon Krishna only, then immediately universal love, unity and tranquility will be automatically realized. So this is some. Now, of course, then we also know that one who has taken the shelter of the Mukunda, Lord Mukunda, he doesn't have any obligations to anybody. We know that verse. Devarsi Bhutapta Nidam Pitram. Right? See. But then what about the things of this material world? Right? Things of material world is also we use in the service of the Lord. And what about the devotees? You said that only have relationship with Krishna, but what about devotees? What about them? So that is also said. Because only way to establish relationship with Krishna is through the devotees. I came to Krishna consciousness not because of... Of course there are... It's interesting. Krishna says there are four kinds of people come to Krishna consciousness. But now is the distress. Because someone was praying for me, that's why I'm hearing Krishna consciousness. Someone was thinking of me, that's why I'm in Krishna consciousness. Nice example was given by, was the, which Maharaj, our Maharaj, who lives in California now? Giriraj Swami. Giriraj Swami, first he, when Srila Prabhupada went to Boston, so Giriraj Swami was going to, he's a son of a millionaire, you all know that, right? So he had the car, you know, he was a son of a millionaire, car. And devotees at that time in 68 wearing the chadars and, you know, no saris and, you know, no cars and all these things. So somehow the Srila Prabhupada was giving the lecture and Srila Prabhupada, he was there in that, listening the lecture. As a student, you know. So he asked, after Srila Prabhupada gave lecture and Srila Prabhupada says, so anybody has any question? So Giriraj Maharaj raised his hand. And I'm paraphrasing exactly, I don't know the exact, but I'm paraphrasing what he asked. He said that, how can I establish relationship with spiritual master, guru? Something like that. So Srila Prabhupada, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know exactly, but Srila Prabhupada said, it depends, you want to be a god or you want to be a servant. So Giriraj Swami was kind of puzzled. How does Srila Prabhupada know that in the back of my mind I want to become a god? And actually Giriraj Swami had in his room big picture, and it said chanting, "You will become God." And then, so Giriraj Maharaj was convinced, and of course devotees had no cars, so you know Giriraj Maharaj have a car, so everybody jumped into Giriraj Maharaj's car, and Giriraj Maharaj, you know, staying, started to come more and more, and the devotees are utilizing his car, and you know Hare Krishna's, you all know, right? So after 1 or 2 years, when Srila Prabhupada came again, he gave a lecture, and anybody has any question? Giriraj Maharaj raised his hands. And before Giriraj Maharaj asked question, Srila Prabhupada said, "You are a good boy. I saw you one year ago, you had asked question. And I was praying to Krishna that he is a good boy and he can let him please have him become a devotee." So this was Srila Prabhupada. So point is that we are devotees, come to Krishna consciousness, not on our own. Someone was praying, someone was kind, someone. And that's what devotees do. Pardukhe Sukhi. Right? Come on, Pardukhe Sukhi, right? Thank you. Pardukhe Sukhi. People are in the most stressed condition. So that's why you all come this Saturday. Where you all have to come this Saturday? People up here, devotees who are listening on the internet and on the radio and whatever. Where are you all supposed to go this Saturday? Jacksonville Beach. For what? Rathyatra, and for swimming. And have a nice prasadam, right? And what else? Chanting and dancing. Right? So this is a nice quote. This is a nice quote by Radhanath Maharaj. He said Krishna is only our friend, right? Suvidam Sarabhutanam. So he says a nice quote. He says, "Krishna is our only friend, but person who reconnects us with Krishna is our real friend." Persons who reconnect us with Krishna is our real friend. So you all are my real friends. You all are reconnecting me with Krishna by talking about this. And he gave the example of the plant, tree. When the tree is in the soil, right, connected with the soil, and if you water it, then the water will go to the roots and the tree will flourish with the branches and the fruits and flowers, whatever. But if the tree is out of the soil, and if you're pouring the water on that tree, what's going to happen? It's not the soil. So the soil is like a devotee's connection. See? Connection with Krishna, connection with Krishna. Soil is the via media which we water the root. So our relationship with devotees, this is very important, because but sometimes our relationship with devotees is most important. But the relationship with devotees is on basis of the service. Let's say I don't have an attraction with the deities, right? I don't have attraction for the deities. But Someone dresses nicely Krishna Balaram or Radha Shyam Sundara Gornitai, you know, whoever dressing, and I would have a darshan, I get attracted to them. Right? So persons who have dressed the deities, I have connection through the deities with that part, that devotee. Because that devotee is the one who dressed nicely the deities. Right? I don't have a taste in chanting the holy name. But some Prabhu or Mataji leaves a good kirtan, you know, then it excites me. I enjoy. So that is the relationship. So the service. This is the Sambandha Gyan. Of course, the time is over. So much to talk about it. And then, of course, Sambandha Gyan is also Ishwarata Dadhinesu Balisesu Drizasatusha Prema Maitri Tripaksheksha Ya Karoti Sa Madhyamaha, the Madhyamadhikari is the devotee who, a second class devotee is called Madhyamadhikari, offers his love to the Lord. He is a sincere friend to all the devotees, so mercy to ignorant people who are innocent and disregard those who are envious of the Lord. And then of course, so sambandha is, sambandha, when the sambandha is very crystal clear, then the abhidhya becomes, then the abhidhya is helps abhidhya. Sambandha is clear, then abhidhya is we can perform it and we can chant holy name. We can chant, we can develop the taste in the holy name. This sambandha. Okay, I mean there is more to talk about abhidhya, but persons who is giving class next Saturday, they will talk about abhidhya and prayojana. Whoever is giving class, they will talk about it. Okay? Any 8:45? Any questions?
Yeah, I just quoted a verse about the Madhyamadhikari devotees love the Supreme Lord, make friends with the devotees. Mm-hmm. So this is sambandha gyan, and then there's also I'm asking, is that, or is it that we see everyone as a servant of Krishna? Is that?
Of course, everybody is servant of Krishna. It doesn't matter if someone is not chanting Hare Krishna, everybody is a devotee of the Lord. But of course, they are misguided. So, yeah, the point is that Madhyamadhikari, he knows the relationship with the Lord. The Lord is, he treats the devotees in the friendship. And with innocent, he's merciful and to the envious disregard. So this is a understanding of the sambandha relationships. But of course, this is on the Madhyamadhikari platform.
Pandit sees everyone equally, so.
Well, everyone equally, but at the same time they have to distinguish. The dog and the tiger is also, we say equally, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go and embrace the dog, embrace the tiger. I'll discriminate. They see there's a spirit soul, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go closer to it. Any other question?
Thank you, Prabhu. This is a very interesting topic and important topic. When you say the sambandha must be clear, can I understand that, well, okay, if I understand that I'm an eternal servant of Krishna, That's clear?
Well, servant of Krishna, I am part and parcel of the Lord, right?
Yes.
I am a spirit soul.
Yes.
I am servant of Krishna. If that is clear, deep within my heart, that understanding is there, that realization is there, then I will act on that. And that is abhidhaya. Right?
Yes, okay. So, okay, another thing I thought of, on one of the Wednesday night Nectar Talks some time back with Mukunda, the director, movie director.
Yes.
He said something, and I repeat it often on Sankirtan, when I'm distributing.
Mm-hmm.
He said that no one can fill the God hole in your heart but God. It just puts it so, because we're all looking for that someone.
Yes.
You know, yes. But only God. Yeah.
And that is what Pingala said, right? Any other?
Hare Krishna.
Speak. Mic in the mic closer so you can I can hear.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Everybody. Thank you. I'm still learning about the Krishna consciousness.
I am what?
I'm still learning about Krishna consciousness.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming from Christian background for over 40 years. And I'm seeing similarities in the scriptures. My question is, like Mata just said, we all have this hunger and desire for something to make us happy. And even though we have the knowledge of God and association, why do we still not feel as satisfied as we should be? Because if Krishna is filling that void, we're still experiencing like we're still missing something. Why are we having that struggle?
Can someone please, Mother Madhavati, can you repeat? I didn't completely follow, I'm sorry.
Why are we still having a struggle within ourselves?
Can you repeat, please? Yeah, I'll let Mother Madhavati repeat. Can you repeat, Mother Madhavati, please? I'm sorry, I'm, you know, my hearing is...
If okay. Krishna is the only thing that satisfies us, ultimately, but... We're practicing Krishna consciousness,
mm-hmm.
one degree or another.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we still feeling unfulfilled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada, I heard this quote here. Srila Prabhupada said that the sometimes Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is easy. And sometimes he said Krishna consciousness is difficult. Right? So what we understand, what I understood is when he says easy means he's speaking on the more perspective with that related to Sambandha Gyan. And when he says difficult, means he is speaking on the more perspective that related to abhideya gyan. And the devotees has, because the sambandha gyan is not clear, he says, here is, this is a nice one, he says, if we are in touch with sambandha gyan, then there is no question of falling into depression. And he said that if we are in close touch with abhideya gyan, then there is no question of pride. So because the sambandha gyan is, we speak, I'm Prabhu, I'm a spirit soul. You know, I'm part and parcel of the Lord. But that has to go deep within my heart that I am, in reality, I am that part and parcel of the Lord. And that will come gradually by practicing. If we keep practicing chanting Hare Krishna, serving devotees, see, then the taste will come in the holy name, and I will come to realize that, yeah, I am really part and parcel. I am really, really, really. But in the material world, everywhere we go is so much relationship on the bodily concept, right? As soon as you go out of the door from here, right, the mind is going to think about so many my relationship with my so many people, right? So we are, but we don't want to give up. That's the point. Don't give up. We just continue. Srila Prabhupada will fill up the gap. We just go on serving him, following his instruction, keep serving. I hope that helps. Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you.